We've been talking about how we've got a pretty juicy system coming up starting tomorrow, basically, tomorrow evening. So we've put in a call to the National Weather Service office over on Woodley Island. And we've got Jonathan Gardner. Did I get your name right?
Yeah, that's right.
All righty. So you were one of the forecasters there. So I've been hearing that this is going to be one of the wettest Thanksgiving since like 1950. Is that correct?
It will be pretty wet. Yeah. I don't think it'll break necessarily any records. Mm-hmm. But it'll get close. Yeah, it's going to be pretty wet.
So from what I understand, we have a series of systems that are coming in. That's why it's going to be so wet. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. The first round of rain is going to begin late tonight, and then that'll spread across Northern California, and then by Wednesday afternoon and evening, we'll get into more of a showery regime, possible thunderstorms, maybe some small hail, and then the really heavy rain sets up Thursday and Friday, looking at an extended, maybe 24-hour period of moderate to heavy rainfall impacting Northwest California, and also some pretty strong winds out of the south as well. So, yeah, several impacts. There could be perhaps a small stream and urban flooding with that rain as well Thursday and Friday.
Okay, but no river flooding at this point. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've just been too dry, you know, during the fall to mm-hmm. really set ourselves up for significant river flooding at this point.
So what about the fire areas as we head towards, like, the campfire? Is this rain going to be impacting them at all?
Yeah, in some ways it'll be very beneficial because it'll moisten up the vegetation. But on the other hand, you know, it could cause mudslides and debris flow across those burn scars. So some good and some bad with this rain.
Yeah, yeah. Now, is most of it going to be hitting on the coast, or is a lot of it going to be inland as well?
Yeah, the heaviest rainfall amounts would be on the west-facing slopes of the coastal mountains.
How much rain are we talking totals here?
At this point, it looks like 2 to 3 inches is a good bet for most locations, and there could be locally 4, 6, 7 inches
wow.
over the mountains. Yeah.
Okay, so I live in Cutton, and for some reason, I tend to get a little bit more rain than the average for Eureka. For some reason, guys, I've got those little rain gauges on my roof, and it tends to be just a little bit more than what normally happens. It just must be just in the right spot, but we definitely need the rain. That is for sure. This system of storms, does it look like it's going to is this going to start the pattern, or does it look like we're going to be in for a lot of different systems over the next several weeks and months, or is this kind of like a one-off at this point?
Well, it looks like this rainy period will maybe dry out, come to an end this weekend, but we could have additional storm systems during the middle of next week, so we'll keep an eye on that. Basically tonight through Friday will be a pretty rainy period and then slightly drier over the weekend and then maybe more rain next week.
And just to be sure, it seems to me, because I've lived here for quite some time, that it has been an extremely dry to this point. How much rain do we normally have around this time?
I don't have those numbers in front of me. Let's see.
But it's a lot more than we've had, I assume.
Yeah, the typically a normal amount of rainfall for Eureka at this point would be around 5 to 6 inches.
Uh-huh.
So far, we've had less than an inch during the water year.
Yeah,
October.
That is that's how it has seemed. I'm sure that is also set up for why we've had so many terrible fires. There's just been such a lack of rain for a sustained period of time. Alrighty, well, we're looking forward to this, and it doesn't look like the rivers are going to be flooding, but low-lying areas and small streams that tend to flood, beware, because we're going to be getting a pretty good amount of rain at once, and that's what causes the localized flooding, correct?
That's right.
All right. Jonathan, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.